We talked to Denver a couple of times during the campaign. Some of them interesting interviews, especially the way you got started. Like, let me start by congratulating you. You're one of the Republicans who pulled off a victory on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
How you feeling?
Thanks for having me on this. I'm feeling pretty good, and thanks for having me on this morning. It's been an interesting 5 months for sure.
It has. Remember our first interview where we were talking about the Bigfoot thing, and I was a little harsh on you, like, oh, come on, man, why didn't you delete this stuff? It was an odd story in a weird way, though. Looking back on it, it may have given you some visibility. This whole your interest in Bigfoot and the fact that the press went wild about it may have you given you some name ID and visibility in the long run that you wouldn't have had. It might have helped you.
I think it did. And, you know, it just showed, I mean, and really, it just showed why we won. You know, we laughed about it, but it was pretty awful at the start, but we laughed about it a lot, you know. And
For people who are just joining us, they were really nasty, you know, kind of inferring that there was some sort of weird sexual thing. And you did laugh about it and kind of, I say this in an appropriate way, kind of blew it off like, hey, you're making a big deal out of nothing. And you did that on our show and in your other interviews. It seems to have worked.
Well, because it was nothing, you know.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The great thing when you're telling the truth and sort of having fun with it, people know that. And once the larger, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I had 40 interviews in 3 days, I think. I mean, it was unbelievable that just an unsubstantiated tweet just blew up like that. But the thing is, the way that she does, you know, she has contacts all over the journalistic world, especially in California with her daughter, and that's how they made it go viral on Twitter.
This was your opponent, Leslie Coburn, who was a CBS
Coburn,
producer,
yeah,
and a reporter. And
absolutely. And so for me, you know, you know, I'm in the 5th District here. You know, we made light of it. And like I told you, I think I didn't want to alienate Bigfoot voters, right, going
right,
forward.
Okay.
So, you know, we had to, but we were very transparent with everybody on it was military, it was a joke. We had fun with it. And you still see headlines today, like accused devotee of Bigfoot erotica wins 5th District election. You know, and for me, I would say, why not, you know, accused anti-Semite loses election? You know, people want to be really ridiculous about things and these just ridiculous politics of personal destruction that's going on over and over again. I think that's why I won so handily in this election.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your victory when some other Republicans were, you know, not successful on Tuesday night. What do you think you did or did not do that caused you to win? Because it's not like this is an easy district. You've got basically Charlottesville, which is, you know, in some people's estimation, the equivalent of Leningrad and the Blue Ridge, you know, in your district.
Yeah, and I think we won about 23% of that vote. And I know people laugh about that, like, wow, Denver, way to go, 23% of Charlottesville. Yeah, but it was higher, you know, than some of the others that had ran before. And we saw that there was these people called Denvercrats instead of, you know, Democrats that were talking to me on college campuses, and that's what they called themselves. And I believe it was a message that, you know, I'm a 5th District guy, and I think when you're honest and you're transparent, you're solution-based, you're trying to do things that are right based on policy. And yes, I'm a conservative, but I'm also not crazy. And I think there's some common sense there that people are looking for, and people know it when they see it. And we went all around the district. We had fantastic messaging. I was able to do things within the scope of my belief systems, you know, right, left boundaries of the Constitution that made sense to people. You know, we ended up with what? Well, north of, you know, 160,000 votes. I mean, I think people were listening, and it was really refreshing, you know, to see that.
Yeah, 53.3% of the vote for you, 46.7% for Leslie Coburn, the Democrat. So, you know, in today's world, that's a significant victory. You know, maybe not 20 years ago, but now with elections being decided with even tighter margins than that is pretty significant. What issues do you intend to tackle when you get to D.C.? And should I put the little asterisk next to it saying now that you're arriving with a party that's in the minority?
Well, I mean, that's I've never done this before. I think what we discussed before, you know, here I am brand new to politics, and I have the distinct, you know, pleasure. I'm being sarcastic because people, maybe I joke too much in the campaign sometimes because I have a good time. But seriously, you know, going in as a minority, I was going to say we had a distinct pleasure of going as a minority, is that it's going to be difficult. And I think the things that we wanted to do with, you know, ensuring that the tax cut doesn't sunset, that's going to be difficult. Looking at immigration and getting streamlined immigration and border security at the same time, that's going to be difficult. Looking at healthcare and trying to have a market-based system with protections, that's going to be difficult. Because, you know, on all three of those, if you look at far-left policies or, you know, things like that, you're really looking at open borders, Medicare for all, single payer, right, and letting the Tax Cut and Jobs Reform Act, you know, sunset. And I think that's going to be a real war to try to make sure that we do the right things for the people of the Fifth, because they spoke, and I have to fight for them.
Are you at all concerned about the environment you're going to be in? It sounds like the new wave of Democrats who will be sitting across the aisle from you are, you know, being very openly honest about how hostile they intend to be both to their Republican colleagues and to the president.
Well, I mean, I'm not naturally a hostile guy, you know, and that's something is, you know, a good guy, but I'm politely confrontational. But the thing is that I've been in war zones before. So if you're going to be hostile, just realize that, you know, I'm not going to scream or yell, but I'm going to scrap with you, and I'm going to make sure that the right things are done constitutionally, and I'm going to ensure that, you know, the 5th District's voice is heard because I work for them. So I'm just not afraid. I mean, it's, if they want to be openly hostile or scream or, you know, this politics of personal destruction that they like to engage in, if they want to do all that, I'm their huckleberry. I'm happy to engage.
Okay.
And I think that's something they're going to find out about me pretty quickly. And again, I believe that's why our campaign was so successful, because even though we got attacked personally because they had no policies to run on, we were able to stay above that and really just slam the policy points home. And even if we had to go negative in some of the ads, we always tried to make sure. And what I told the team is every time they lie about us, we hit them with the truth. That is the best way to live life, to run life. And even if we lose with integrity. So, and I think that's something that I'm going to try to keep as I go on, even if I try to do this a couple times or make politics something I want to do for the next few years.
Yeah. Well, good luck in Washington. It's a rough place to be. Congressman-elect Denver Riggleman, the Republican, who was victorious in the 5th Congressional District here in Virginia on Tuesday night. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir, for having me. And anytime you need me, I'll come on.
Thank
you.
No
problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.